Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, if you want to get healthy and start exercising, but you don't always have the time to get up, go to the gym, go on the treadmill, do all that stuff, well, there's some apps out there. And today we're talking about the new Chair app with Donovan Green, celebrity fitness trainer and founder of Chair Workouts. Welcome to the show, Donovan. So let's talk about the Chair app. I'm an exercise physiologist, so I've been working with Parkinson's patients and MS people in chair exercises for years. But the normal person thinks chair exercises are going to be too easy for them. So speak about working out in a chair.
Right. It's good to be here. Perfect. Yeah, so working out in a chair is what I teach a lot of people who don't have time to go to a gym. They say they don't have the money, they can't afford a personal trainer, or they have an injury. So me being an athlete and a martial artist, I love using a chair. I go outside. I don't want to use expensive stuff. I use a chair. I do easy workouts, advanced workouts, intermediate workouts, from push-ups to squats to lunges. And then when I want to do my stretches for my back, my joints, and all of the achy parts of the body that we all get every now and then, I would do that stuff outside, doing meditation or yoga. So there are so many things that I teach clients how to do and how to get the best results from using a chair.
So tell us how that works. And when we hear the word apps, doesn't mean appetizer. So the new apps, tell us about a chair app and what kind of exercises you teach people.
Great. Well, with the app is now available on iTunes and Google. People can download it. The chair app, it teaches you different categories. So you would get 7 short 1-minute workouts that you can download, you get on your app. You can choose 5 of those exercises to do each day. The purpose of the app is to get you to basically move, because we are not moving enough. Americans are not moving enough. They have a study that shows that 300,000 people are dying each year from living a sedentary lifestyle. So the app is a behavioral modification program that says, look, we all have a chair. We all spend our day sitting down. I'm taking away those excuses. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult. If you're an at-home mom, a person who works in an office, or somebody who is a beginner, the app works well for you. It's a place to go when you need help.
Okay, so what kind of exercise are we talking about?
So we're talking about strength conditioning, where you're using either light dumbbells or your own body weight. We're also talking about flexibility training, where many of us lose flexibility as we age. We're talking about mobility training, where we lose mobility in our hips. So it's a wide variety of different things that we deal with the app. And it's showing people how to bring their body back into natural zone again. You know, try to create a proper alignment and get rid of back aches and get rid of shoulder aches and hip aches and joint aches.
So if people are just sitting there and they're at work, what do you want them to do right off the bat that they can do every single day and all the time?
Interlock their fingers together, bring their hands above their head, and reach for the ceiling. That's a great stretch that opens up the shoulders, especially when you're hunched over all day in front of your computer, not doing anything. That's one of the most important things I have people do. The second thing is grab your knees and pull your knees to your chest. That opens up your back. It takes a lot of pressure off of your back. And if your listeners can do that right now, they will immediately feel the difference. And that's what the app does. It points out all of these little things that you never thought that you should be doing every day. And the good thing is they're short and anyone can do it. It's a minute long.
Okay, so stretching and posture, so important, Donovan. As we're sitting there hunched over, like you say, all day, our breathing suffers as a result, and we're not getting good quality breath, and we're hunched over in our posture. So stretching your arms up, interlocking your fingers, squeezing those shoulder blades, getting everything pulled back a little bit. Give us some more.
Well, here's another one that I love. It's about strength building. So you take your hands and you hold your hands up like as if you are, you know, you're maybe at a bank robbery. Freeze. Give me your money. Okay, I don't have no money. That's the position you want to be in. Not hands all the way up, but hands bent. And squeeze your elbows together, bringing them together, squeezing your chest. That's great for building your pectoralis muscles. That's your chest muscles, without the use of any heavy weights. So I did a thing on DrOz.com, and this was all about the chair exercises, the No Excuses program. And there were so many people that fell in love with the idea of working out from the chair. They absolutely went crazy over it, and that's what started me to do this Chair Workouts app, to get people to do these simple things. No expensive equipment needed. Another great thing is stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down. This is you squatting. This is you practicing proper biomechanics, the body movements. It's mechanics that we don't focus enough on, and how to properly stand and how to properly sit.
That's totally true. People don't stand and sit enough. They sit there. How long do you want people not to sit in a chair, though? We don't want people sitting in a chair too long. And if they're going to do those squats and get up and down, how long is the most amount of time they should be stuck in that chair?
Honestly, every hour I expect somebody to move at least 5 minutes out of the hour. Every hour. At least 5 minutes out of that hour. And that, to me, is plenty. That's plenty. Because the average person is sitting down anywhere between 12 to 14 hours out of a 24-hour day.
I completely agree with you. I think that even an hour, you can get up every half an hour, and if your boss gives you the, you know, evil eyeball, then just stretch around, jump around a little bit, and then sit back down. So now tell us about the app. What does it do for us?
So what the app does, it creates a great modification for a person who needs help to move. The app will give you inspiration. So every day you open the app up, you're going to get a video from me or friends of mine who are going to motivate you with these short 45-second or less videos, where you will play it and listen to the message of the day. Once you get through that point, you get 7 workouts where you choose 5 of those exercises. You have to complete those exercises. If you don't complete those exercises that you choose, you're going to get notifications from me reminding you to work out. You missed your workout. When you complete your workout, you check off that exercise. Done. Okay, I have 4 more to do. You do those 4. Done. At least you did 5 minutes of movements throughout the day. And you can do them when you choose your time. You choose the time you want to move, and you get it done. And that's the idea. I want to break the sedentary living, which is killing a lot of people. And that's my mission.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that's really what it's all about, is those reminders, because people know they should do this stuff. They just don't seem to have the motivation. They don't. So give us a little bit of the examples of the motivation that you're using to help keep them going.
So the motivation is me. I'm all about motivation. For me, I don't know if you can tell by my voice, I'm energized and passionate about this stuff. This is what I love to do. I am the personal trainer for Dr. Oz. I'm a guy that talks to him all the time about fitness. But for me, I want the fitness industry to realize that there are people out there that I call the forgotten crowd who cannot do burpees, who cannot do squats, who cannot do jumping jacks and do all this crazy stuff, and they're intimidated. So my motivation comes from deep within, and I talk to you about things such as, what are your purposes? What are you doing here? What is your lifestyle about? What makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you cry? And this is where I come into play. Because fitness for me is not just about the look, it's about the mind, the spirit, the body, and everything that embodies itself. And that's what this app is. It's bringing me in your pocket. You're downloading me into your pocket and bringing me into your life. And that's what I want to be, is the people's trainer, the guy that's going to get you inspired to get up, to eat right, to work out, to get your mental part going, to get your physical part going. That's the mission of this app, and I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it.
And are there some, besides the motivation and your voice, and you've got so much energy, Donovan, I just absolutely love that, and the health, you know, reminders and things, are there other health tips or recipes or eating? We only have about a minute left, so
yes,
give us kind of your best advice, wrap it up, and tell people where they can find out more about you, too.
All right, so I'm vegan, so there's a lot of vegan-based recipes there. And people can find me on Facebook. They can go to Chair Workouts on Facebook, get some great content. Or they can go to cheerworkouts.com and find me there as well. That's the website.
Okay, so, but, you know, just tell me, are there recipes? You said there's recipes, vegan recipes? Because people are always looking for those kind of things.
Oh, no, we have recipes based on videos and text. I'm always shooting videos how to make natural ice cream, how to make salads, how to create quinoa and make quinoa, which is a great replacement for rice. It's better than eating the rice. So we have that as well. We have mental exercises for people to practice how to build memory.
That's good. Breathing, meditation, that's all fantastic. And you can see more about Donovan at chairworkouts.com and the Chair Workout app. You can check that out and see if that might be right for you, because, you know, anybody can do it and anybody can work out. And don't just sit in your chair. If you're going to be in a chair, work out while you're doing it and get some energy. Boy, that guy just is infectious with his energy. Thanks so much, Donovan. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go, and stay well.